Deuteronomy chapter 23. No man who is wounded by crushing or cutting off of the male organs shall enter into the Lord's convocation. No illegitimate offspring shall enter into the Lord's convocation. Even the tenth generation shall not take it upon themselves to enter into the convocation of the Lord. No Ammonite or Moabite shall enter into the Lord's convocation. Even the tenth generation shall not take it upon themselves to enter into the Lord's convocation, ever, because they did not meet you with bread and water on the way when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor in Mesopotamia against you to curse you. But the Lord your God was not willing to listen to Balaam, and the Lord your God changed the curse into a blessing for you, for the Lord your God loves you. You shall not seek their peace or their welfare at any time, ever. You shall not regard the Edomite as abominable, for he is your brother. You shall not regard the Egyptian as abominable, because you were a foreigner in his land. Any sons that are born to them in the third generation may take it upon themselves to enter into the Lord's convocation. When you go out of your camp against your enemies, you will keep yourself from every evil thing. If there is a man among you who becomes not clean by chance at night, he shall go out to the exterior of the camp. He shall not come straight back into the interior of the camp. And it shall come to pass at the approach of evening that he shall wash himself with water, and when the sun sets he may come into the interior of the camp. And you will have a place outside the camp, and you will go there, outside, and you will have a spade with your equipment, and it will be the case that when you sit outside you will dig with it, and then turn and cover your excrement. When the Lord your God walks up and down in the midst of your camp, to deliver you and to set your enemies before you, your camp will be holy, and he shall not see the nakedness of anything with you and turn aside from you. You shall not deliver back to his master a servant who has escaped to you from his master. He will remain with you in your midst, in a place which he chooses at one of your gates, for his welfare. You shall not afflict him. There shall be no prostitute among the daughters of Israel, and there shall be no male prostitute among the sons of Israel. You shall not bring a harlot's immoral earnings, or the proceeds of the sale of a dog, to the house of the Lord your God, for any vow, for decidedly both of these are an abomination to the Lord your God. You shall not lend to your brother at interest, interest in terms of money, interest in terms of food, or interest in terms of anything that one might exact as interest. You may lend at interest to the foreigner, but you shall not lend at interest to your brother, so that the Lord your God blesses you in every undertaking of yours on the land which you are coming to take possession of it. When you make a vow to the Lord your God, you shall not be tardy in fulfilling it, for the Lord your God will certainly claim it from you. Otherwise there will be sin in you. But if you refrain from vowing, there will be no sin in you. Keep the utterance of your lips and carry it out, in accordance with having vowed a freewill offering to the Lord your God, that which you spoke with your mouth. When you go into your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat grapes as you desire, your fill, but you shall not put them in any container of yours. If you go into your neighbour's standing corn, you may pluck ears of corn in your hand, but you shall not swing the sickle into your neighbour's standing corn.